Are you getting frustrated with what to feed a teenager who's always hungry? Everybody knows that teenagers have a huge appetite. It seems like you need to feed them constantly to satisfy their hunger. It's even more difficult where teenagers who struggle with their weight truly want to make changes, like cut down on junk food or stop overeating, and they can't. There's frustration, isolation, stress. And that's why I decided to create a recipe collection of 30 easy and healthy meals for teenagers. They're all high in protein to satisfy your teenager's hunger, and they can all be ready in less than 30 minutes. If you want to grab a free copy, go to lifestyleforteens.com/recipes.
This is the Lifestyle and Weight Loss for Teens podcast. If you're a mom and want to help your child who is struggling to lose weight, you are in the right place. If you are looking for healthy lifestyle tips, Dr. Gorgory is here to help you understand the science around safe weight loss in teens and children. Because what works for adult weight loss is not always the best for children. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Dr. Gorgory does not provide medical, psychological, or nutrition therapy advice. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any health problems without consulting your own medical practitioner. And now, your host, Dr. Jenny Gorgory.
Hello, welcome for another episode of the Lifestyle and Weightless for Teens podcast. I decided to make these special episodes because it's holiday season and we all tend to eat a little bit more than usual, and sometimes we are guilty about it. We don't feel and things get out of normal, and we all tend to, well, not all, maybe most of us, we tend to gain some weight. So I wanted to give you my 7 tips for managing the holiday season in the best possible way. And if you can follow all of them, at least you'll have 7 of them to choose from. Even if you just choose one, that's good enough, right? So let's get started. First tip is start with the salad. That means that if you go out in a restaurant, or if you are invited someone's house to have dinner or lunch, or if you are inviting people over to your house, there may be different options available for you to choose and eat. And usually there is some salad involved. And we sometimes may not choose the salad because there are other options available. But I would like you to consider choosing the salad first before you go for the other things. And that is because it will give you some opportunity to fill up your stomach with vegetables that are healthy, and you may satisfy your hunger and your appetite more with starting with a salad before you eat than your regular meal. So if you start with a regular meal, it may take more food of that regular meal for you to feel actually satisfied and that your stomach is full. But if you start eating with a salad, that will save you some of the food that you would consume, and therefore you can get not only less calories, but also get the vegetables, the vitamins, the fiber that you need. My second tip is if you are in front of a buffet, or if you are given the opportunity, which is the usual case, to choose from so many different options that are available with you when you go and eat. So you may find different options for meat and salads and desserts and potatoes and pastas and whatever other meals and different options. You don't necessarily like all these different options that are in front of you, but you feel the temptation to try, especially if you see it there and you want to try. So what ends up happening is that you can take a little bit of everything, a little bit, and this and this and this and this. So you take even things that you don't like, you put it on your plate. And once you put it on your plate, then you're more likely to eat it. So what I would like to propose is consider when you're making your plate, choosing the foods that you actually want to eat. Just because a certain food is in front of you on the table, when you're serving yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take it if you don't like it. So choose the food wisely. Make sure that what you're choosing is really what you want to eat, because you don't want to spend your time consuming food that you don't actually enjoy and that you may end up eating in the end just because you put it on your plate. Okay, that's my second tip. Now, the third tip would be to be comfortable with saying no to the host of the party or to the wherever you're going. Maybe it's your mom or your mother-in-law or your friends or a business dinner. And so sometimes we may feel embarrassed to say no because we think that the other person may not like us not eating their food, that they put all, so much energy to make it. They may feel insulted. You may think that, oh, it's not good. What if the other person will think of me that I don't eat their food? They're going to think I don't like their food. And who knows what else goes on in your mind. And it does definitely go on in my mind when I am surrounded by other people. I think, oh, what will they think of me if I don't eat that and that? So none of this is really important. And you can say no if you want to. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't like the person. You can still like the person, the host. You can still show them you respect them. You can still show them you admire them. You can still show them you appreciate them, even though you don't eat their food. So I know it's a tradition. It subconsciously has come in our minds that if we don't eat the food that our family and friends serves us, that it's not good. I know this is a very strong element in my culture. You know, I'm Mediterranean, I'm Greek, and if you go somewhere and you don't eat their food, it's a big thing. But I realize it's not just in Greek mentality. I've seen it in other cultures too. So just be comfortable with saying no if you don't want to have something. And you can just say, no, thank you, I had enough. Or, no, thank you, I will try the other thing instead. So you can come up with the phrase that you feel comfortable with and you can just use that. Okay, now number four is you don't have to overeat an entire day just because you overate, like say for lunch, or you overate for dinner. What I'm trying to say is that if you had gone over what you would normally eat, and then you may think, oh, forget about it. I already ate too much. I will just continue to eat too much. So that doesn't necessarily need to be the case. So if you, for whatever reason, you just felt that you overdid it at lunchtime, or you overdid it for brunch, or you overdid it for dinner, that doesn't mean you can or you should continue to just eat because you're not following your plan anymore and you messed up and like, why should I continue this? Let me just start next week. You can just stop at that meal. Whatever, enjoy it. You had it. You had a choice. That's fine. You learned something from it. If you learned, if you didn't learn, that's fine too. Just enjoy. Just leave it at that. Don't let the guilt, don't let all those feelings of misery and frustration. Why did I do this? I should not have eaten that much. Well, I may just continue to eat. I'm already done for the day. So whenever you realize that you did that, you can just find something loving to say to yourself instead, like, I enjoyed it because I was with the friends and I wanted to have that food, or I didn't have that food for a long time, or it was New Year's Eve and I'm glad I ate it because that's how I wanted to celebrate my New Year's, and that's it. You don't necessarily need to put a label that will prevent you from putting an end in a behavior that perhaps was unhealthy for you. Now moving on to tip number 5. If you are feeling a little bit stuffed after a meal, you may feel heavy, you may feel like you want to lay down, you may feel like you can't move, I would encourage you instead to consider going for a walk. This will help you not only with the digestion, it can help with the big insulin surge that happens after big meals, especially meals that are loaded in carbs. So you can feel better if you take a walk after a meal. And I don't know if you have tried that before, but if not, if you haven't tried that, I encourage you to try that and see how it feels. As I said, it will help with the digestion. It will help you feel better. And it will also help you distance yourself from a situation where you don't want to continue to overeat. Okay, now the next one is tip number 6. That will be to choose to drink water instead of soda and juice. Now, if you crave soda, or if you always want to have soda with your meals, or if it's like a special meal that you want to have soda, fine, you can do that. But it is a way that you may want to try to cut down a little bit on the food that you're eating by cutting down on the sugar, the extra sugar that is in sodas and other beverages, because perhaps maybe you don't really enjoy it that much and it doesn't mean as much to you to have that soda or that juice. Best hydration is always water. Now, if you don't want to do this, again, that's totally fine. I am just suggesting something that maybe you haven't thought about and something that is easy for you to do. Okay. And now my final tip number 7, is to enjoy every meal. Enjoy it with your friends. Enjoy it with your family. When you enjoy and you're happy, that increases the parasympathetic system, as we call it in medicine. It makes you relax. It can help with the digestion of all the nutrients in your body. And we don't want to be stressed out. We don't want to be stressed because that can increase hormones like cortisol and other hormones that makes us put on more fat in our body. Whereas if we are relaxed and happy and laugh and talk, those are good feelings that help with our digestion and they makes us feel good. After all, holidays is all about spending time with friends, family, and laughing and enjoying ourselves. So those are my 7 tips that I hope you find helpful. And again, to summarize, that would be 1, start with a salad first. 2, when you are in front of a buffet, choose what you want to eat. You don't have to eat every single thing. 3, don't be embarrassed to say no thank you if you don't want to have something that they're offering to you. 4, if you overeat in one meal, you don't have to continue to overeat throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. You can just leave it as it is, at that moment. Number 5, go for a walk after a meal. Number 6, choose water over soda and juice. Number 7, enjoy time with family and friends. And if you're interested in having a collection of healthy recipes for teenagers, you can go to lifestyleforteens.com/recipes and grab 30 recipes that are high in protein and can all be made in less than 30 minutes. I hope this was helpful. I wish you all happy holidays, and I'll be with you again next week. Take care.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, I invite you to come check out the LIFT program. It's Dr. Gorgori's 12-week coaching program for teens and their moms, where we take all this information, we apply it to your daily life, and we work together so your teenager learns how to create a healthy lifestyle so they can feel happier, more confident, less stressed, and love their body again. Visit the website at lifestyleforteens.com and click on the Work With Me and free resources to learn more about this program and get free help to start this journey right away. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Lifestyle and Weight Loss for Teens.